And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Rich Orman with Prescott College, Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses, and I have a special guest, San Martin Rodriguez, co-hosting with me today. So stay tuned on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on cable channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Well, you know it's spring when you hear that. New life in the form of little fluff balls called baby chicks. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals and Healthy Chicks. Now's a great time to renew your backyard and barnyard with these fun little guys. Actually, most are fun little girls that will eventually lay the best eggs you've ever tasted. It'll be a one-stop shop because Olson's also has everything you'll need to keep them warm. Feed and water them, bed them down, and great advice to make sure that they grow up healthy. Check out our website, olsonsgrain.com, for each store's chick selection. On a different subject, on Sunday, March 31st at 3 p.m. at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra and the Yavapai Symphony Association bring you a fascinating exploration into some of the best examples of works by two of the preeminent composers of the classical period. Three pieces by Mozart take us from the depths of despair to the heights of joy. Franz Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata was composed originally for a bowed guitar and will be played on cello by Talia Buchbinder of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra. Call the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255 for tickets.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with my co-host, San Martin Rodriguez.
Hey, that's
Prescott
me.
Prescott Night Out. Yeah, it is you. And we are interviewing today Rich Orman with Prescott College. How are you, Rich?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. What's going on at Prescott College?
Well, we got things going on at Prescott College. I am the director of career resources,
career services over there. And one of the reasons for my existence as that director of career services is to find internships for our students. And I'm here with you folks today to see if we can't get some curiosity in Chino Valley around internship possibilities for our students.
Well, you know, it's everyone's looking for people to help them.
Yes, they are. Everybody's always trying to pick up somebody for free. No, just kidding.
Ideally, right?
Ultimately, I mean, I got a couple questions. What kind of internships are you providing, or what do you...
I mean, at Prescott College, we're really kind of open for the student to define for themselves what they need to have as an internship. It doesn't have to fit in with any particular class or course. It can be whatever works for them. And our students, because Prescott College is kind of this, you know, mishmash college where students can take classes from different disciplines. There's a whole range of different study areas and disciplines that our students have. So really, any internship that somebody can imagine, like, hey, I could really use somebody
like
in
the gun
here.
Range?
Sure, why not? Like
awesome.
A gun range. Maybe there is a student. You know, my job is just to put opportunities
in front of
you.
Great ideas right now. I got great ideas right now.
I'm interested in hearing them. Because if you have them, I'll entertain them. I'll put them in front of students. We'll see if we can find a student that has the talents and the skills.
How many students do you have to be able to do this?
We have. I wished I had that exact number off the top of my head. But studying on campus, either living on campus or living in the area, there's something between 100 and 200 students. That
oh, nice.
Out there that,
that works out.
Yeah. That we have there, and those are obviously here. Prescott College is a college where most of our student body is not from Yavapai County, for example. They're coming from elsewhere. So a lot of them disappear in the summer. But if they had internships, maybe they would stick around and be more likely to be there for the summer.
Does this go as a credit?
Yes. We'll give them 4 credits if they meet the criteria for that. And really, students will come in to me and say, what do I need to do to do an internship? And I'll tell them, if you want to go to the Shell station across the street, you know, and get a job at the gas station, and you can make a really convincing argument to a faculty member of how that fits in with your degree plan, we'll give you 4 credits for it. I mean, good luck to them making that argument, but they're welcome to make it.
I was like a convenience store, man. There's a lot of stuff that could go into a convenience
store. There really
there could
is.
Be a real
you could learn a lot of things.
I mean, you can learn all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, like remember your customers that come in, like, hey, George, you're coming in today for your 40. That's awesome. How are you doing today? So memory game. I could put that into some educational.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
So you're looking for interns. What do people have to do if they're interested in an internship or, you know, want to get an intern?
Well, they have to define in their mind an opportunity where they can give a student at least 150 hours minimum of work or a volunteer work if they're a nonprofit. It could be either business or nonprofit. That should mostly fit within one of our terms, meaning either the summer term, the fall term, the spring term. So those hours should be windowed into one of those terms.
Right. So we're coming across, is it the summer term right now? Or that's going
to
be coming
up to the summer term. Really, I would want students applying by the middle of April, to have applications in by the middle of April, and for host sites to make their decision by the end of April.
Okay, we're looking for summer.
Yeah, in order to be summer.
Perfect. Everyone looks for summer work. There's
a lot of things going on. I mean, especially in the towns of Chino, Prescott, Prescott Valley, it seems like there's an opportunity for them to, you know, help out with the community efforts that, you know, try to bring some economic tax dollars.
Yeah, we're absolutely open to anywhere in Quad City, you know, area. And I believe that Chino Valley isn't too far. I think if there were the right opportunities, students would be willing to go commute out there. And so if there are organizations, companies that had a new initiative they wanted somebody on or something they just haven't had time to do, but having somebody extra in there for a few months would make a difference, an intern might be a good opportunity to make that happen.
And so I got to ask the question, because when I did internships in college, I did paid and unpaid. And, I mean, is this unpaid, paid?
Ideally, we want all our interns to have paid opportunities. And if you're a for-profit company, I'll actually say that the Department of Labor makes it really difficult for you to offer an unpaid internship.
Oh, gotcha. You can't even do gift cards, Applebee's.
I would say for-profit businesses are better off just for the ease of doing
offer
at least minimum wage. Hopefully you're getting a level of talent that would normally require more than minimum wage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For nonprofits, I actually have a little bit of a budget at Prescott College where if they would normally only be able to do a unpaid internship, I have an opportunity where Prescott College can throw some money into it if that organization can also throw at least a little bit of money toward that, and we could offer that intern a little bit of a stipend, maybe not as much as they would get at minimum wage, but pretty good to incentivize. Because, listen, I feel like nonprofits also offer really good opportunities for students to learn about how to give back to the community.
Yeah, everything's an education if you really treat it as that.
Yeah, so we'd like to incentivize them to do that, and we have a little bit of a budget for nonprofits to be able to.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great.
That is. That's huge, especially if they're trying to learn something that is, you know, somewhat involving, you know, the community in general. I mean, you learn everything if you really, really try. So that's cool. I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah, I do too. So you've got this program going on, Rich, and with it, everybody, how do they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me. Well, my phone number is 928-350-2002. And my email, well, the easiest way to email is at careerservices@prescott.edu.
And this is where people can get a hold of you. And like I said, you're recruiting for the summer. Any ideal, like, position that you're looking for right now?
I wouldn't say.
Or positions?
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't say there's any one idea we have. We already have folks like here in town, Charlotte Hall Museum, United Way, have already got some summer internship opportunities that I'm advertising.
Oh, that's great.
We even have some landscaping companies here in town that are looking for folks. And, you know, I tell our students that are in, say, environmental studies, hey, you want to learn about plant identification locally, a little landscape design.
Hey, it's about how you word this, all right?
Get some credit for it, right?
I'm thinking that Wine Bites and Brews needs some individuals to come out and help out over there. What do you think?
We definitely do. We're always looking for volunteers, especially with it being the biggest event in Chino Valley.
And you're actually a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Well, consider internships.
Yeah, there
well,
you go.
And the internship. Chamber could use definitely somebody there. You know, being a one-woman show, it is kind of...
You know, well, when you say a one-woman show, I'm pretty sure that means 10 people working in that office.
I wish. If I had 10 people working in that office, things would be... Imagine what I do with 10 people.
I'm trying to figure out how you're doing person. What you're doing now. That's where I'm trying to figure out right now. How are you doing it now? You're working as a 10-person
crew?
Yeah.
I don't know how. I can't say. You know what? I don't know. Just I have to. But you're the same way.
Yes, yes. But you know what? The best part about that is if you create and you love what you're doing, it's just an opportunity of a lifetime to do any of this stuff. So, you know, whenever events come up or when any lifestyle comes up and everything that happens, we just go and charge for it. But you know, what I like about this internship, I think Emery Riddle does the same thing, but this one right here seems like, you know, there's people that are willing to want to do things for
right.
an education.
Yes.
Is 140 hours is the only amount of time that they need to do?
150
okay,
is
150.
The minimum amount of time they need to do. It needs to be supervised. We don't want them, and it needs to be significant. We don't want them, like, making coffee for people. You know, there needs to be some heft to
it. It's how we word it, Rich. I mean, like, come on.
So the Bites and Brew needs to be a little bit, not just the brew. But and
community efforts, my friend. Community efforts with some sort of communications.
Right. The last piece that's needed, San Martin, is that when there needs to be an education component, but that's Prescott College does that. The student, the faculty are going to get together, build some academic assignments that relate what they're doing, working to what they're studying. And really, all an organization needs to do is provide an opportunity.
That's
and
fabulous.
We do the rest.
How long has the organization been here?
Prescott College?
Yeah.
It's been here since 1966.
1966. Wow. Well, Rich, let us know how we can get a hold of you again and what we need to do to get those internships.
Sure. You can call me at my office at 928-350-2002, or you can email me at careerservices@prescott.edu.
careerservices@prescott.edu.
That's the one.
Thank you so much, Rich Orman with Prescott College. I appreciate you being a guest today.
Thank you for having
we'll
me.
See you all. We'll see you next time, but stay tuned for our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
tropical drinks, palm trees, and the open sea. Take a break and sail to adventure this March with Cliff Castle Casino Hotels Cruises from the Castle Giveaway. Earn entries now through March 31st. Then, join us Sundays in March starting at 5 p.m. to win up to $400 in Castle Cash. And at 9:15 p.m., one lucky winner and a guest will win a cruise of a lifetime. Only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Must be 21 years or older to game. Management reserves all rights. Exclude Sunday, March 19, 2019. Visit the Castle Club for full details.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our McMinn Manzanita.
Part of Water's expanding native selection, this is the big, bold manzanita you find growing throughout Arizona.
A local evergreen growing wild with the classic red bark for a styling, drought-hardy landscape.
Locally grown for local landscapes, this easy care shrub is just $39.
Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. For people who love lots of native plants, they love to shop.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your WireMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact WireMC's Health Information Management Department.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and we're here talking to our next guest, and our next guest is Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lioness.
Woohoo!
I know, woohoo! We've talked in the past a few weeks ago, Patty.
Yes.
We've got a huge event that's going on in Chino Valley.
It's beyond huge.
I like this.
Definitely is beyond huge. Yes, we do. The Chino Valley Lionesses and the Chino Valley Chamber have gone together, and we have created Wine Bites and Brew. We used to do a fashion show for 10 years. Now we decided we needed a little time off from fashion, and
right.
We'll look pretty when we're drinking or eating or whatever.
You'll turn pretty when you're drinking.
You'll turn pretty while you're
out. I remember
that's
that.
That's when I shine the best.
We'll remember that one.
They're like, that guy looks pretty.
Well, and it's not just all about drinking.
No,
I have
not at all.
Say, I don't drink wine. I don't drink beer. I'm not coming.
Okay. Me, who's the co-running it, yes, I don't drink it all either.
No, but there is more to do than yes. Just walk around, sample beer, sample
right.
wine.
We've got food. Massages. We have, or actually masseuses that are doing massages. We have virtual Odyssey there. We've got food, lots of different food.
Lots of different food.
Oh, and your favorite, a cigar bar.
We do, right on, cigar bar.
Yeah, well, high-fiving. We're high-fiving, guys, if you can't see this.
Yep, they are going to be there. So, yes, we do have a cigar bar this year. We have a margarita bar for those of you that just don't drink wine or beer.
That's true. Superstition Meadery is going to be there.
Yes, absolutely.
That is awesome. You know what Coffee I like bar? About festivals? Is just bringing the people together, the community in general.
Oh, I thought
how was it last year?
Last year, what the whole deal was, people actually told us they planned to only stay maybe an hour, see what it was like, and then go home. We had to kick them out. They stayed the whole
evening.
They
were like, this is too much fun.
I'm going to say everybody that I talked to when they were leaving, they go, coming back next year with more friends. And we're like, okay. We can take that. We'll do it.
What was in attendance last year? Do you guys have a number on that?
Definitely over 300.
Yeah.
And that works out.
That wasn't even... And the funny thing is we had just tried for... Well, let's just do about 150.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because the budget, even though it was 150, we budgeted money-wise at a base of 100. And when we finally got everything in, it was like 330.
Right.
And then we still had some of the comps we did for the people who gave us big stuff.
And I have to say, you know, for anyone that's a vendor out there or, you know, thinking about doing this, there's still an opportunity. But I know I've heard, you know, hey, it's Chino Valley. You guys barely have any attendance. There's nobody coming. I'll tell you what. All of our events have grown and tripled in size.
Yes.
I mean, we did a Harvest Festival with over 2,000 people. All of our events have just gotten so much attraction. This event alone has been publicized on multiple avenues for media.
Kudos was in. It was in the other newspaper. Oh, I just saw it in the Land and Home magazine.
Homes and Land. It's been in Funny Bone. I mean, if you have not heard about that, you must be sleeping under a rock.
Yeah, in most cases, you know, what comes together is something that when you have a good committee that wants to bring something together, you have that ability to go ahead and have a great event. And then, you know, I remember this last year. I didn't show because I had another event at the time.
We'll remember that.
Yeah, you don't remember it now. Remember later.
Better
if I don't
show
come
up.
Next this time. Which I am. I'm definitely going to be in attendance this next time. But you know, what's cool about Chino Valley is that it's really not that far away from, you know, good old Prescott, Arizona and Prescott Valley. And you know, in some cases, Chino Valley residents, they go out there to Prescott. They go out there to Prescott Valley. They enjoy all of their stuff.
We do.
Why won't anybody go to Chino Valley and enjoy Chino Valley stuff?
I know. I've had a couple people from my business go, want to use my kilns at my house. And they go, well, where are you? I go, I'm on the far north end of Chino Valley. And they're like, oh, that's too far. I said, okay, it's your loss, but Chino Valley is on the map, and we're going to have a good
time.
Yeah,
this could be the next Sturgis, guys.
I've been to Sturgis before.
That's exactly where we're headed.
You know, if you build it, they will come.
Exactly.
And most of the people who we had last year, food vendors, they all came back, mm-hmm. Even the wine people. Most popular, I'm going to say, for the food one was Full Circle Mobile Wood Fired Pizza. Boy, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
He's a mobile wood fire pizza. So he puts them in. He made 90 pizzas, you know, balled them up and had them ready and made 90 pizzas. And it was only samples he gave out. He got rid of every last one and had to come up with something else while he was there.
Wow, that's insane.
In 3 hours?
So what does it cost to get in here? Is there any cost?
Yes. The cost is $25 right now before April 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after April 3rd, the cost goes up to $35.
And that gets you what?
That gets you a little souvenir glass that is your tasting glass. Yes, commemorative. It goes around. You use that to get all your drinks for the evening. You get 8 tickets.
For sampling the alcohol.
Yes.
That does not include the food.
No, the food, you just
so
go for it.
You can just kind of go for the food.
Let's see what else. Everything.
Everything else is free when you walk in. So we'll have actually a really great, like, Mary Kay lady. She's going to be giving tips on kissable lips and passing out free lipsticks to everybody. So everything is free once you get in there.
Did you say free kissing booth?
No, not kiss. Oh, we should.
What about?
Yeah.
Do you kiss?
I am not kissing anybody. I am not doing that.
Do you think people would pay for that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I've seen,
we can you guys ever watch that? What's that old movie?
Charlie Brown with Snoopy getting in there and wanting to kiss. Wah, wah, wah.
That's your age. I wouldn't know that one. she's younger than me.
Oh, my gosh. It went out the door. Yeah, straight out the blank thing. But anyways, I watched it. There was a festival, and there was always a kissing booth at a festival.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
we would definitely sign you up. She is doing...
I am doing renewing vows. I have to get a hold of the judge if you're listening. He said he would do it, so I have to go back over there and just make sure. But, yes, an actual justice of the peace is going to be there for renewing your vows.
For renewing your vows.
And, you know.
I guess if you wanted to get married, could you right then and there?
Yes. The only catch is you have to have all your paperwork.
Oh, gotcha.
That was the one thing. It wouldn't be legal if he did it without the paperwork right. from the state and stuff that you
Wait. How do you – wait, if you're already married
– Yeah.
And you want to go renew the values, you have to put more paperwork out?
No, no, okay. no. For a new one.
If you wanted to get married.
If you want to get married here.
Yes.
You guys are causing some major stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
That's crazy.
But the thing you have to understand.
I'm going just for this.
Exactly.
Like, seriously, who wants to get married?
Well, and we're going to have zoo animals there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot to do at this event.
We even have the goat farm lady, Polka Goat Farm.
Polka Goat, yeah, she'll be there.
did I pronounce it wrong?
Polka Goat, yeah, Polka Goat.
It sounded like you said Polka Goat.
Polka Goat.
Polka Goat. I'm like, no.
I don't know what to say about this Polka Goat thing, but.
We did something different, though, than we did last year. Last year, we foot the bill for everything and then just split it between the Chino Chamber and us. And remember, everything we make goes to charity because we keep it with in the community. We ended up buying a defibrillator for the senior center last year with some of the money. Plus, we had more money left over to do other things. But one thing we did this year was the commemorative glass. Mm-hmm. We took and got sponsors for it. And some of the sponsors is like American Family Insurance, Macy's. That's guns right there. He's got them all. Anything you want. Bright Star RV and mini storage. We only got six. For what we needed for it, and like, who is it? Catering by Liz, State Farm, Penny Hubble also, and Chino Valley Animal Hustle. Those guys all
right.
contributed to pay for the glass, and then two others contributed for the armbands. So we don't have bleeders on our hands.
No, what I was going to say too, also what? New this year is there's an award.
Oh, yeah.
That's going out for the best wine, the best beer, or the best food. So if you're a vendor out there, it's not too late to sign up. And the award is, it's going to be like best in show. So if you're the best beer around, you're
going to
get this award. But on top of it, this award is going to be presented by the Courier. And they're going to present this award to you. So you'll also get coverage in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, a cash prize.
And we have no idea how much that is.
No, but it's a cash prize.
But it is a cash prize. But remember, the one person said, hey, I really care about the newspaper article. That's what I want them to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be a great time. We're going to have judges there.
Yep.
We'll be able to come out with who's the best of show, the best wine, the best bite, and the best brew. And so much to do for everyone.
One thing is we could use a little help on is we have Brad Newman, of course. He came back again this year. And
yes.
We also got a band and a single. We got Chad Rubin and Company and A Note to Self. So they're coming. We had we thought we had a total sponsor, but we ended up with not as much, so that's okay. But when we appreciate National Bank for that. But we do need, if out there you think about it, you want to sponsor our bands, we would love for your help on it. Your name will go in the front of the band area and also any other flyers from now on that we make.
Right.
So come on out. Give us some more money so we can make this event even bigger and better.
Well, like you said, it all goes to charity, so it all is for a good cause.
Think of that kissing booth, don't you think?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, in most cases, I'm always thinking about kissing.
I'll definitely provide the chapstick for you or the Vaseline.
We really... think about exactly what we're kissing and who we're kissing. Nowadays, it's not a good thing.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of, like,
he's really having trouble talking about
that. Yeah, I'm like,
embarrassed. But hey, you know what we haven't thought about? Was the photo booth.
Ooh.
We need to do that.
Yeah, there we
could
go.
Get him in the photo booth.
Yeah, I don't like taking pictures.
Boy, you don't. What do you like?
What I like to do is just hang out and watch everybody else do everything.
You like food trucks.
Oh, yeah. Like food?
He likes food. Okay.
He likes food.
I like food.
Awesome. So we've got the Wine Bites and Brew. Where can you buy your tickets? Because, you know, there's so many logos on that flyer. Where do I buy my tickets?
You buy your tickets at Tom's Print and Sign in Chino Valley. You can buy them at the Chamber or go online at chinovalley.org. I always get that one wrong. ChinoValley.org, and you can order your tickets, and they will be mailed to you. Let's see. The other place would be Earthworks, where this is located at. Earthworks Garden Supply at the north end of town. And also the other one was, Penny Hubble State Farm. Though all of those said they would sell tickets. They have them. And buy it soon. That's all I got to say.
Right.
Buy
tickets
it soon.
Are going fast for this event. And it's not like we have a max, but
no.
Parking, too. So there's some people that said, you know, maybe parking might be an issue. It's definitely not.
Yep. We already had the fire marshal come in and check that out for us.
We're approved.
So where is this place going to be? On Earthworks?
Earthworks Garden Supply. It's between 3 and 4 North, 89.
So it's the last roundabout in Chino headed north.
Well, you go past McDonald's.
Well, yeah, and it's the last
Let's do
roundabout.
Landmarks on Chino Valley.
McDonald's.
So?
North of McDonald's.
North of McDonald's.
On the right-hand side, you have the marijuana farm.
Marijuana farm?
In the marijuana farm. And then you have Earthworks Garden Supply.
Well, see, look at all that agriculture out there in Chino Valley. I heard no tax dollars for those agriculture places out there.
And it's across the street from the Catholic Church.
Kind of catty-cornered,
So kind of catty-cornered.
Wait to mention that after everything else.
But our parking situation, we're going to park all the way down all of the street
three
there. No, not 3 North. We're parking Earthworks first. We will have, but PyTransit is more than likely. I have to talk to him again, but he has said they will do it. There's two places we're looking at for shuttles, which is right at 3. So we'll have a roundabout shuttle going there, and we'll have two golf carts running back and forth within our area so you can hop on the golf cart and get to the front of the line. Well,
right.
Unless the line's
and
really long.
There's raffle, door prizes, silent auction. Tons of things to do there.
And if anybody out there knows a dessert place that thinks they might like to give away some of their desserts to promote their business, that's
exactly.
What this is about, promote.
I heard Mob Burgers actually has a dessert food truck or something.
Oh, really?
Somebody's been tagging them on all of my stuff, and I'm like, well, is somebody going to get a hold of me?
Why didn't you tell us?
Because I just heard about it right now.
Yeah.
All on KQ&A.
We are looking. So, you know, because one of the questions that we get a lot at the Chamber is kind of a one-stop shop, but do you know anyone that does cakes? Do you know anyone that can make a cake for, you know, a town meeting or anything? You know, and we don't have anyone like that. Or if we do, you're hiding, and we would like you to
be a part of this
event.
We have a florist now.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty good.
Absolutely. So,
you guys are so funny. Hey, you guys, welcome to the area called Prescott Valley, Chino Valley. So if you guys need to have a place to go, we cover everywhere else. I'm just kidding.
C before the two P's, so shouldn't it be Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, Prescott?
It just depends on where we live, I guess.
All right.
What's
so
more important
wine,
here?
Bites and Brew. Get your tickets today, Patty. Where and how much?
It is April 27th, Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. You can it's $25 at the Earthworks Garden Supply.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses. Stay tuned with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
The view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
The Prescott Center for the Arts presents the Tony Award-winning production of Peter and the Starcatcher. This tale upends the century-old story of how a miserable orphan comes to be the boy who would not grow up, also known as Peter Pan. From marauding pirates and jungle tyrants to unlikely heroes, Peter and the Starcatcher playfully explores the depths of greed and despair and the bonds of friendship, duty, and love. Peter and the Starcatcher runs through March 31st. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Would you call your doctor to fix a leaky pipe? How about a mechanic to cater a meal? Would you hire a barber to watch your dogs? Of course not. You need the right person for the right job. So who do you call to help you reach your financial goals? Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years with their financial, estate, and tax planning needs, and I can help you as well. So if you want to reach a comfortable retirement, don't call your doctor, mechanic, or barber. Call me at 480-991-1055 or visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. For a complimentary consultation, call 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects, but buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The U.S. Senate is set to vote on the Green New Deal, not to pass it, but to kill it.
This is using the label of green as a nationalization of much of the economy.
Scottsdale Republican Congressman David Schweikert says it's for a good reason, because the Green New Deal proposals are bad.
Parts of it are just absurd in both what it would do to the economy.
House Democrats say they'll continue pushing for a climate change bill they think will benefit Arizona. The Arizona Department of Transportation has a big project on its hands today.
There's a boulder along State Route 88 just east of Tortilla Flat at milepost 214 that must be removed.
We're going to be breaking that boulder up to keep it from coming down further onto the roadway.
The plan is to remove the boulder in pieces.
We aren't blowing it into bits of gravel. We're actually drilling holes in it using a product called Boulder Buster.
There will be periodic road closures as the boulder is removed. ADOT is also warning drivers that vehicles over 8 feet wide will not be able to get through the area, so plan accordingly. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Beautiful, mild, sunny days and clear, chilly evenings, cooling after bedtime to about 41, with highs tomorrow near 71, Wednesday 68, in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, Thursday's high near 64. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low around 46, up to a sunny 81 tomorrow, 78 Wednesday, Thursday's high a sunny 75. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Greg Schulte. Listen to Diamondbacks Baseball on KQ&A.
It's the countdown to opening day. Diamondbacks Baseball returns to KQ&A Thursday, March 28th against the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch, 1:10. Sponsored this season by AMCO, Country Bank, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Affinity RV, Wallach & Volt, Yavapai Block, Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Waters Garden Center, Bradshaw Family Dental, Moyers Heating and Cooling, House Chilson Insurance, You Pick It, Home Furniture Direct, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Grand Canyon Financial, Prescott True Value, Cliff Castle Casino, Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Bottle Gas. It's the countdown to opening day, March 28th on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM Prescott Valley Cottonwood. KQ&A, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with my co-host, San Martin Rodriguez.
Hello.
Hello, right? And you are also with Prescott Night Out.
Yes, that's what I am, and that's what I'm doing.
You're like the owner, the big cheese, the big man on the block.
Yeah, and I don't get paid.
Well, you know what? When you start your own company, that's exactly how it is. So for Prescott Night Out, what is it?
You know, it's a local all entertainment website where basically we depict all the entertainment and fun that's going around Prescott, you know, and we also cover food. I like food.
I do too. Maybe that's
I love food.
Why we get along so well.
Yeah.
Food.
This is the opportunity of a lifetime nowadays. So this is what I'm taking on, is trying to taste every food I can possibly, as long as I could go ahead and, you know, taste it.
Taste it.
And it's good.
Man, yes, that's exactly my dream too.
To enjoy your food.
And to taste everything you know, to taste it all.
Yeah, yeah. It has to be good, though. It can't be just like, let me go ahead and just cook something up for you and not be able to.
It's got to have some quality.
It
definitely.
It better have quality.
So what about all this food? What's going on with the foodies?
You know, the best thing about this whole food truck roundup is that we already had one in downtown Prescott.
Wait a minute. There was a food truck roundup already in Prescott.
Yeah. It was the first one. Right downtown, right on the corner of Willis and Montezuma. Yeah, so it was pretty awesome. So now what we're doing is doing a part two out there at the Chamber of Commerce on your property. And
yeah.
We're expected to have 7 to 8 food trucks. We're going to have Merkin Pizza. We're going to have I.I. Munchies. We're going to have, I think it's Montana Barbecue. I think we got Nacho Papa coming out.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
We have, the Hangry Cheesesteak.
Hangry Cheesesteak. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And it's a food truck roundup, and it's happening at the Chamber of Commerce in Chino Valley, but it's on our property.
Yes. Not inside the house.
Not inside the office. No, it is a house, actually.
Is it?
It's a manufactured home.
Oh, no, nice.
It's a prefabulous home. Back in the day,
it's Chino Valley. Everything's accepted out there.
That whole area used to be a manufactured home area where you could go see all the homes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, back in the days, I remember that.
Homes, And so that's where the Chamber of Commerce sits. It has it's a great opportunity, though, for events like this because we have all that luscious space.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the cool things about Chino Valley, and I chose it because I'm trying to bring the communities together. So whether it be Prescott Valley or Chino Valley or even Dewey Humboldt, I really would like to go ahead and see these communities join up and, you know, become a part of each other. So, you know, if I go out to Prescott Valley, I enjoy some of their events. If I go out to Chino Valley, I would like to go and enjoy their events. You know, basically the wine, bites, and brews. I'm going to go enjoy that. Prescott always has like the quote unquote glory of a lot of things. And what we don't understand is that we have a surrounding community where a lot of us live and participate and actually, you know, hang out. So why not go ahead and give our surrounding community some love and appreciation and bring some outside economic growth, which that's what I want to look forward to and just keep on creating these things where, you know what, I feel like there's a little bit of a border thing going on where I'm Chino Valley or I'm Prescott or I'm Prescott Valley. I think that, you know what, if we squash that and realize that we could all come together as one.
That invisible line, you know, yeah. I won't go in a Chino, I don't go in
a... Yeah, that's too far.
I go everywhere.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, nothing's far. And so we've got the food truck roundup.
Yes.
Food truck number 2 roundup.
Yes, we dubbed it food truck roundup 2.
It was very successful.
Very much so. We were supposed to have 7 to 8 food trucks. Through unfortunate circumstances, a few fell off, which is kind of funny because it's
all the weather.
Wagon roundup or something. Well, anyways, there was only 5 of them. In the 3.5 hours, every truck sold out of their food. Each truck was estimated about 120 food tickets. So not acknowledging how many people were on those tickets because there was a lot of family people there. So, I mean, you know, 5 food trucks, 120 tickets each. Somewhere about 1,000 plus people showed
up,
which was really awesome for the first one in Prescott, Arizona.
How much does it cost?
You know, for me, it didn't cost nothing.
Who's going to go?
All it was just the food. Whatever you wanted on the food. And if you guys go back to the Prescott Night Out and check out the food that we tried out, we did a live video and I did a taste test on all of the food trucks. And it was the best ever. Like, every bit of it. So, we're trying to recreate it out there in Chino Valley. And as of right now, it's picking up a lot of speed.
Absolutely.
On Facebook.
And it's April 13th.
April 13th.
Saturday, April 13th. And I'm going to say that again. And it's April 13th at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And it's from what time?
We're going to go ahead and get the trucks running about 11 a.m. And I'm being a little bit picky on the times because of what happened last time. So we're going to go ahead and just leave it open until 3:30-ish or until they sell out. We'll see what the food trucks want to do. But I think we're going to have a huge turnout out there in Chino Valley. And if you guys ever been to any kind of events out there in Chino Valley, sometimes they've been, you know, good. Sometimes they've been a little bit shoddy. But we are trying to make this a very successful thing because Chino Valley needs some love. And, you know, with this.
Absolutely. And we all love food and we all love food truck roundups. It's probably the one thing that everyone asks, you know, hey, you know, I wish we had more food trucks. And I think they tried to start it several times in Chino. But I think this is a great opportunity. April 13th, you know, if you're looking for something to eat or come out with the whole family, because it's all ages.
Yes, it's an all age thing. We're also putting together a bunch of vendors. And these vendors are going to be from arts and crafts to some, you know, stuff that they could go ahead and purchase for their face. I mean, I don't know. I have two awesome people that are helping me bring in these vendors. So as of right now, we're about 10, 11 vendors that are popping up in there. So look for the tents, just go outside and smell the food.
Smell the food. Well, you know, and you said there half the food trucks that you mentioned I've never even heard of. So I'm so excited to run out and just try all the food.
Yep.
So I just have to make sure that I save some money and go eat.
You know what? No, we actually don't save no money to come eat because we're going to be doing the food taste testing.
Nice.
And we'll go ahead and do that live so we can have, like, you know, however many foods there is. But fun fact, Merkin Vineyards is owned by some guy from Tool, the band Tool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they told me not to say anything about that because they want to go ahead and
is that one of the food trucks or?
Yeah, Merkin Pizza.
Oh,
well, it's called Merkin Vineyards.
Oh, I get it.
But they have a food truck, Merkin.
Merkin,
Pizza.
Like American Merkin.
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 It's all about America.
I like it. America. America.
It's all about America. But yeah, so that's a little bit of fun facts, and I think the Hangry Cheesesteak is from Chino Valley.
The Hangry Cheesesteak,
yes.
I love that.
That is a new one.
Where
are
they?
That is a new one. That's a new one that's coming out. They showed up at my first food truck for Roundup First, and there were, I mean, every one of the food trucks were like, "Oh my gosh, I'm look so tired," and we started at 11. And they were tired by 3 o'clock because they were
right.
Just running out there.
Just running. So it's definitely a must do in Chino Valley, April 13th from 11 a.m. to about 3:30.
Yes, we're going to try that. I think I put it on the flyer 3 p.m. So, you know, I also want to give a little shout out to all of our sponsors that are coming out. Daniel's Tuxedo. I think it's, let me see, Jay's Trucking.
Wearing their tuxedos while they're
Jay's Trucking. And, you know, we want to go ahead and push that out there. So thank you, Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, for helping it out. I really do appreciate you guys.
Oh, absolutely. We're excited to host something like this. Like we said, I love food. So, you know, two food people getting together. What more could happen?
I love food. You love me. We are a happy family.
Yeah,
with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
That totally dates us both, because I totally understand what you're talking about.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, that's a Barney thing.
I think that's a Barney thing. Yeah. But anyways, I brought you guys back to reality.
Well, thanks so much. So it's the Food Truck Roundup, April 13th.
Food Truck Roundup 2.
Food Truck Roundup 2. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Tropical drinks, palm trees, and the open sea. Take a break and sail to adventure this March with Cliff Castle Casino Hotels Cruises from the Castle Giveaway. Earn entries now through March 31st. Then, join us Sundays in March starting at 5 p.m. to win up to $400 in Castle Cash. And at 9:15 p.m., one lucky winner and a guest will win a cruise of a lifetime. Only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Must be 21 years or older to game. Management reserves all rights. Exclude Sunday, March 19, 2019. Visit the Castle Club for full details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Thanks for joining us today. My guests were Rich Orman with Prescott College, Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses, and I had San Martin Rodriguez with Prescott Night Out co-hosting the show with me today. So now's the time to take out your calendars and let's do upcoming events. April 3rd, we have the Business and Networking Luncheon. The topic is Facebook marketing. So if you're looking to do some Facebook for your business, look no further, and it's April 3rd for Facebook marketing at the Chino Valley Chamber Luncheon Mixer. And April 13th is your...
Food Truck Roundup 2.
Food Truck Roundup 2, April 13th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.